All right, guys, we've got to talk about Donald Trump at the G7. This is something that bothers me so often, and I think especially amongst my generation, is not talked about enough. We are embarrassing ourselves on a world stage every single day with this guy in office, and it is so much worse than it ever has been. We are ruining our relationships with our allies. We are being isolated around the world with this type of leadership, and it will only continue to get worse. Which is why it's going to be very, very important to make sure you're registered to vote in 2026, 2028, and beyond. Because we need new leadership that's not going to effing embarrass us on the world stage. And I want to update you on a few things that you may have not seen before. First of all, this video going very viral. I want to know your thoughts. You're going to have to listen closely, though.
We ended up with the original members. But then when the election was rigged, that's right.
You can let me know what you think in the comments down below. If you didn't catch it, a lot of people saying that squeak in the middle was Donald Trump passing gas. He's obviously getting very old. He's cognitively declining. And look, we see Donald Trump falling asleep in the middle of meetings. We see Donald Trump, you know, nodding off and his face like, you know, falls to the side. It's almost like half his face kind of starts to, I don't know what better word to use other than melt. It's like it's drooping on one side while he's kind of like nodding in and out, which is very concerning. The bruises on his hands, the swelling of his ankles. So I think all of that stuff is very clear. Some people talking, Midas Touch talking a lot about this particular moment and other moments people pointing out where he may have been passing gas. You can let me know what you think, but this is Ben Mysala, so I know so many of you know and love talking about this. Take a listen.
And while Donald Trump was ranting, he made some sound, which, if you listen, it sounds like he was passing gas while he was giving this press conference. Let's play this clip.
We ended up with the original members, but then when the election was...
And so you can hear there, you can actually hear it in that clip much better. You start to like alter the audio a bit, change some of the pitching of the whole clip, and you can just hear it more clearly so you understand what's going on.
We ended up with the original members, but then when the election was rigged, that's...
Also, every single time Donald Trump speaks at these events, I think one of my favorite things, well, first of all, I could never put listening to Donald Trump and my favorite thing in the same sentence, because listening to this guy speak in full is so painful. If you know, if you've watched me on the Adam Ockler channel before, I scream and yell all the time that if every single voter was forced to listen to Donald Trump for 1 hour, he might have lost by like 10 million votes. And I know that sounds crazy, but there's no way. I'm still convinced that like anybody watches this guy in full. There's no way. People, when I debate Trump's supporters, they say, oh, you're clipping him out of context. That's a 60-second clip. That's a 45-second clip. That's a 90-second clip. The media is always taking Trump out of context. I say, I actually think that you think that because you're not listening to him. Because every single time, even here on YouTube, we don't have, you know, an hour to just give you a full Trump speech. Nobody wants to listen to that, and I get that. But Donald Trump in 60-second clips does him justice. It is so much worse when you listen to these speeches in full. And when I force myself to do it, because, you know, just got to stay informed, watching these individuals in the back and their faces are always so funny. I mean, they have sold their soul. They have, you know, they have no self-respect. And they just sit there and try to look as normal as possible as Donald Trump rants out of control. This is kind of just a funny tweet that I found. Even in the open air, Trump repels people with his farts. This was at the G7, but it might as well have been at NATO, which now means nation against Trump's odor. I'm like, oh, all right. Again, you can let me know what you think, but I kept seeing tweets about this. I'm like, wow, a lot of people talking about this. Look at Donald Trump here, kind of just nodding. Nobody is talking to him in this photo, genuinely. And why would you? I mean, he's probably impossible and horrible to talk to. I wouldn't want to talk to him either. This is a powerful photo here. Tells so many stories in just one photo. And this clip coming from when Donald Trump literally wandered off. He wandered off in the middle of kind of this like photo op being taken with Emmanuel Macron here having to pull him back. Take a look at this. Thank you. And I don't know if you could hear the audio on that. You might have to turn up your phone a little bit, but you know, you can hear people going the other way. We're going the other way. And then some laughter here is literally everybody. Look at all these faces, all these world leaders looking at Donald Trump. Now we're pointing Emmanuel Macron saying, come back. If Joe Biden had this exact thing happen to him at the G7, it would be on Fox News nonstop, 24/7, every single day for months. They talk about it nonstop. But of course, because it's Donald J. Trump, we never hear anything about these crazy moments. This is now him at the G7 with Sam Altman, which, again, this like hyper-capitalist society, I don't know if that's the best word to use, but you know, this very unregulated capitalism now where the executive branch is just in bed with these massive corporations. We're obviously seeing the largest expansion of executive authority ever in American history. And now if, you know, people like Sam Altman, who is the CEO of OpenAI, products like ChatGPT, if they don't do what Donald Trump says, if they don't donate to him and suck up to him, he will go after them. The government will go after your business, potentially, if you have a large public business, if you are not in bed with him politically, which is just so gross and disgusting, something else I think more people should talk about. And I also think that, again, on a world stage, when other leaders are watching this, that you just have these giant American CEOs traveling with you to things like this. They're like, oh my God, America is falling apart. But Donald Trump here gets very upset. He can't figure out how to fix his chair, which is kind of bizarre. I feel like this clip went under the radar. Take a look.
It's too late. They got it. Did you get it up?
Oh, you missed the chair? How about the general's chair?
Yeah, it is. Look at yourself in a picture. You said,
What happened?
I have the lowest chair in the world.
You know what?
That's great.
It was the UN.
Oh, is that
it? Yeah. I'm kidding.
Remember, that's funny. Oh, that's much better. Come on. You know what? That's so funny.
Oh, that's much better.
Thank you, Mark. I'll remember.
So we got Donald Trump a new chair after all of that. Can't figure out how to put it down. Every other leader seems fine. And at the G7, I kind of suspect that every single one of these chairs is the same. He's like, I have the lowest chair in the room. Do you? The height of this chair looks identical to this chair. And now you're looking at Sam Altman and you're like, you know, well, I have the lowest chair in the room. And everyone, like, you're just kind of looking at this guy like, what? He's 80 years old. He's just running around ranting about how the United States is the best and all our allies can fuck off. And also, a lot of people talking about the beginning of this. Look at the way he gets Sam Altman's attention. Like, you're the president, but that is so nasty. Like, he's like, tap, pay attention to me, tapping the table. Also, right after Donald Trump got back from the G7, he does this ceremony at the White House giving the Medal of Honor. And here's the thing. Number one, he joked during this, because I watched the first half of it when it was live, that, you know, he wanted to give the Medal of Honor to himself, but apparently it wasn't allowed. Felt like more people probably should have talked about how disrespectful that was. But also, he just doesn't know how these medal ceremonies work. It's so disrespectful to the great veterans that are receiving these medals. These medals clip. They're a clip. The top is Joe Biden. The bottom is Donald Trump. Donald Trump starts tying instead of clipping. Take a look. I mean, that is absolutely insane. Apparently, Joe Biden, who everyone said didn't know what was going on or any of these things, didn't know where he was, he can clip it in place, very respectful as it should be. Donald Trump here, he just spends the next 30 seconds tying a knot, and you can see the whole time he's just like talking to himself. talk, laugh, talk. What? It's a clip. It's just a clip. Like this clip. Oh my goodness. I mean, it's ridiculous. Some more stuff here from the G7. Again, that happening right after he gets back. This is going back a minute. They're all kind of in this room together taking a photo, and Donald Trump seems to just not be paying attention.
Just tournez vous devant. Regardez les dents. May, could you have a look to this guy?
Tournez vous. Regardez les derrière vous.
So this is the photo that ended up being taken of Donald Trump while everybody was sitting there. Because the camera's here, he's looking that way. Everybody else is looking at the camera. I don't know if, I don't know if this is just, he has no idea what's going on. He just doesn't care. Again, he's also just, I think he, you know, obviously he's a raging narcissist. He just thinks he's better than all of these people. He's not there to represent us, obviously. He's probably bored out of his mind. He wants to go home. And it's like, it's such a disgrace to our country. Again, this is the video that I showed you earlier with, you know, captions on it. Somebody having to replace a Donald Trump's chair. And it was somebody named Mike. And I keep thinking about this because I'm, and you can let me know in the comments. If you made it this far in the video, let me know. Which, by the way, if you clicked and you're like, wait, this is not Adam Ockler. I'm not Adam Ockler. My name's Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Ockler channel. So make sure you check out my YouTube channel down below and subscribe here on the Adam Ockler channel. Trying to build something big to punch back against MAGA media. You guys have shown so much support lately. Truly, we appreciate you. Adam and I have been out the last few days in Chicago, and several people have come up to both of us and told us that they love the channel. And we just want to say we appreciate each and every one of you. Truly, truly, truly. We were at a steakhouse, and a very nice woman. I won't say her name for privacy reasons, but in Chicago, I think if she's watching, she knows who she is. So kind, so great. Got some pictures with Adam. Loves the channel. We just love that type of support. It's truly unbelievable. We love each and every one of you. So back to this, though. Let me know in the comments who, like, Mike? Who could Mike be in this room? Thank you, Mike. I won't forget that. What world leader could Mike be? Or maybe it's not a world leader, and it's somebody you traveled with, Mike. Let me know what you think of that in the comments down below. And then once again, like, just it, yo, thank you, and then leaves, walks away. Everyone saying Donald Trump, get back here. And just having to deal with the chaos on the world stage, I couldn't imagine being a leader of another country or just someone in another country watching the chaos from this administration and from the United States. You go to the G7 as the war rages with Iran, and you have this memorandum of understanding that's a complete disaster. I guess the ceasefire is done now, or Iran is back to blocking the Strait of Hormuz, I believe, because Donald Trump can't figure it out with Bibi Netanyahu in Israel. And you go to the G7, and instead of addressing any of those incredibly important things for, you know, the future of the United States and the future of the world, you just are a mess. A rambling fool who's like borderline falling asleep, walking away from different things and lying your ass off the whole time. It does the world a disservice, and my fear is that in the future, if we keep going on this path, the rest of the world's going to leave us behind. They will. Let me know what you think of all this in the comments down below. Again, I appreciate you watching this video. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video for the Adam Ockler channel, so make sure you subscribe down below. Hit like, and I will see you guys tomorrow.